to our segment, How to Write. And today, how to write horror. We spoke to Lee Murray a little while ago when she took out two categories in the Bram Stoker Awards. That's an international award ceremony recognising horror story authors. And so she joins us now again to tell us how to write a horror story. Hi there, Lee.
Hi there, Jesse. How are you?
Great to have you back. I'm really good, thank you. Were you a fan of horror before you started writing it, or did you just start writing and find yourself drawn to horror?
Yep, I started writing and found myself drawn to horror. I wanted to write about things that resonated for me and things that, you know, concerned me, and so that sort of led me to the dark side.
Can you define horror for us? I suppose it's scary, but it's also a little bit gruesome and a bit fantastical.
Yeah, basically, horror is anything that scares you, and that's different for every person, right? Because we all bring our own experience to a piece of writing, and so, you know, here in New Zealand, we're scared of earthquakes, and if you live in a different country, you might be more scared of tidal waves and that kind of thing. So the things that scare us, you know, are different. If you're a parent, you're going to feel scared, you know, when your children are walking home from school and it's getting too late, those kinds of things. So, lots to draw on. We can always, draw on our own experience for that. So
what are some of the elements involved in writing scary?
Yeah, this is going to be tough to kind of get it all into.
I can imagine. So we'll just do our best.
Yeah, there are lots of techniques, actually. I think just as we just said, drawing on your own personal experience of fear is a really good one. Reading widely and watching and consuming sort of dark fiction, dark stories is always a good way of sort of getting ideas as well, setting your story somewhere spooky. But mostly I use, a lot of just basic techniques. It's a little bit like learning to play the piano, isn't it? You know, you sort of have to learn the drills, and there are some general techniques that we use as writers, and one of them, for example, is choosing the right point of view and really getting your readers into the heads of your characters so that they can experience the story firsthand.
I suppose there will be exceptions to this, but I suppose it's not very scary to see a horror story through the eyes of the person who's doing the killing or the scaring or whatever it might be. I don't know, maybe it is.
Yeah, I think one of the tricks is to use different perspectives. Like, for example, in some of my horror thrillers, I use what's called a mosaic or an ensemble method. So it's just a fancy term for saying using lots of points of view so you get these different perspectives. I think for a serial killer, wouldn't they be frightened of being caught? You know, there's those other things, you know, or not working out the way they want it to. You know, that sort of...
There is that moment in the movie Psycho where he's trying to bury the car in the swamp, and there's that moment where the car looks like it doesn't... it's not going to go down, and you're almost on his side going, come on, car, sink, sink, and then you think, well, what am I doing here? I'm taking the side of the murderer. I guess that's the cleverness of Alfred Hitchcock. Okay, so think about perspective, and then pacing as well is another note that you've given us.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a really good trick, and that is, especially for action horror, if you think about, you know, your breathing and how, you know, when you're really frightened, you really can, your pulse can go and you get your breathing going, and you try and get, so I try and get the sentences to fit the cadence of your breathing as you might have in that particular scary moment. And so, you know, short, sharp fragments and short sentences really work for high action, fast horror. And sort of longer, meandering sentences can work better for suspense and slow burn sort of horror. So, you know, those are just little techniques that, you know, lots of writers employ, but we employ them in different ways in order to elicit different emotions. So,
did you teach yourself these techniques, by the way, or are they just things you've picked up over the years?
I have a background in science and management, so I kind of sort of self-taught on the heap after sort of 15 years of writing. But I also did some did lots of professional development sort of through universities and workshops and webinars and all the kinds of things that, you know, everybody else does as professional development to kind of bring yourself up to speed. Yeah, sure.
And so one of your tips is to use your own experience to write fear. Can you talk to us a bit about that?
Yeah, well, I'm scared of heights, for example. So that's a good one. And, you know, so I used to do a lot of running and just, you know, sort of running along a cliff, and you've got a drop on one side and a cliff on the other, and it gets a bit windy. And honestly, I just pull into those ideas of, you know, the feelings of that and, you know, the sorts of physical things that happen. So, you know, your pulse goes up and you get sweaty with palms and, you know, your knees start to tremble and all those kinds of things. So just draw into those and then use what we call show not tell techniques, which I'm sure lots of people have heard about, the sort of things like imagery and gesture and expression and those kinds of things that are just pretty standard toolkit for a writer, but used effectively, they can really work. The thing about writing is it's just the right words in the right order, you know, and it's just kind of sorting them out and finding out which ones work best and in a particular situation. So it sounds tricky, but when you're engaged in the story and the character and the experience, then it becomes a little bit easier and a little bit more intuitive.
Yeah. There's this term that you use, which I've heard before, but I'd love you to explain it to us a little bit. Show, not tell. And you say it helps give your work an emotional boost.
Yes, that's right. I think they teach it a lot in schools now. It wasn't taught in my day, and I'm quite old. But students tend to learn it now, and it's the things that create those feelings of emotion. So the ways we do that are we kind of write the scene out. So instead of telling someone about a scene, you know, I went to the library and I got out this book and, you know, that kind of, we actually put the character in the scene. So that really helps to elicit emotion. We use imagery, we use expressions, gesture, action, responses of other characters to the actual incident. Those sorts of things that help to show people what the emotion is. So, you know, so in terms of horror, you know, if there is a monster under your bed, then how do you feel? What do you hear? You know, how do you feel when you hear that monster? What happens to you physiologically? And just, you know, what are your internal thoughts? What are you thinking when you hear that monster under your bed?
Any final thoughts on subject matter, choosing what to be horrifying about?
Whatever scares you is probably likely to scare somebody else.
I love it.
But I think you have to be invested. So you may as well write your story, the story that you want to read, and don't worry about anybody else, because if it resonates for you, then it's probably going to resonate for someone else as well.
Thank you, Lee.
No worries.
I know you're very supportive as an industry, you horror writers, so you won't mind if one of our listeners writes a horror book or story and does really, really well on the back of your advice.
I hope so. Oh, bring it on. The more the better. Because, you know, critical mass, I think it's really important. We've got this amazing, you know, sort of dark cinema expertise and excellence down here in terms of film, and, you know, I think pushing that sort of whole critical mass of New Zealand dark fiction writers, which is, you know, the stories is where the films come from, right? Yeah, that's all got to be good for us. So
Lee Murray,
bring it on.
Lovely to chat to you. Thanks.